Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Cater reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Landis scores. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Krause pinch runs for Jose Tardabul. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krause scores. Causey moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford catches it and throws to second with Hansen covering, to double up Charles. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jack Aker. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bryan for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Wes Stock now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Charles scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Ward reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. McCraw scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Westock. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.